Of all these women who had lived on Second Street, they got him out of the way, except Miss Molly Adams, who has been a part of Waco history, because everybody else left, but she was a madam, and she stayed there on the corner of Second and Jefferson. She lived in this beautiful, great big house. We all called it La Casa Verde, the greenhouse. It was a dark greenhouse. Beautiful home. She kept a beautiful home and all. And my daddy had the grocery store right next to that. Well, they had let her stay because she had a little pool with the sheriff then. And everything quieted down, I suppose. But during the day, I would sneak over there, and they would feed me. She had four young girls there. And I never saw anything, anybody else but those four girls and Miss Molly Adams there. They would cut my hair, which I loved. Sometimes they would even put lipstick on me. And Miss Molly would ask Dad, would he let me go with her downtown? Look, she looked very respectful with this little girl by her hand. And she would always buy me a dress, beautiful. Beautiful dresses. She could afford the best. We would go to Singer Brothers, which was on 4th and Austin at the time. It was her favorite store. But the ladies of the night, shall we say, could never come up on Austin Avenue. They could come up maybe to 3rd Street, but from then on into downtown, they could not. So Miss Molly would go and she would buy them their clothes, their shoes, whatever it was that they needed. And I was there with her, and I was a very good little girl. So she would buy me whatever dress I wanted her to buy me.